try to guide me.
I made the right decision.
Sure did. You know, I mean, I know it just makes George cringe and it makes Hutch cringe. But God damn it, I just said, it's just time that we, I said, no, they make the argument. I did it. I did it right in Colson's presence and George's. But I really hit him hard. Chuck must have loved it. I want you to know that except for Chuck Colson, virtually everybody, my top advisors, raised questions about your hiring. You or anybody else hiring? I said, they don't raise questions about a farmer representing farmers or a businessman representing business, but the question of a laborman representing labor seems to go strong. But I thought it was well to get out there with both George during the event, of course, Colson loved the gig. Colson, Sharon Bilda. You know, Bob, it's good for us to have a fellow like that around us.
Yeah,
Peter Brennan, who speak up. He's an Irish Catholic lay believer. He's decent.
And sure, you're buying some problems. You may even be buying one different problems.
No,
I don't think
smarter than
a lot of class.
And Eisenhower didn't know Durkin.
Yeah.
I know Peter Brennan. I've known him for 4 years.
And Eisenhower was introduced to him. And
plumbers all
brought in and said,
it was always Mr. Durkin.
He was a plumber, and I made an ex. A friend is a different class of guy, honestly.
He's a different class.
Interesting. Scally is not only Italian, not only Catholic, but he's a Democrat.
What did you say to him, Joe?
I didn't tell him. I just told him to sit tight, that we got something to do, and don't get antsy.
What did he say?
Okay, I'll sit tight. I said, you got anything to do in the meantime? He says, you're damn right. I'm trying to keep people who keep their goddamn mouth shut about Vietnam.
Good.
I said, that's a damn worthwhile mission for you. If you can accomplish that, you will have done your country a good turn today. So he's working on that. I talked to Roger Smired about that.
I understand.
Oh, yeah. Good. Gallup's call said he would be pleased and highly honored to accept the Iran post. And deeply appreciated the offer. His wife is very enthusiastic about it.
Does he want to do it in March or do it earlier?
She said he'd get into time. Do you want to do it earlier?
Yes.
Okay.
I think that we ought to get the other guy on sooner. And I think we got to get Farland out of there into the Mideast thing. Now, I'll tell you what you have to do. If you've got to call Henry.
Wonders if it wouldn't be a problem, and he's Phil is going to talk to him further today. He doesn't think he'll do it. He's going to see about that. And he's talking to Alex today.
He's right. We should send somebody who's this much strange. Yeah. That's interesting. Okay. Well, let's hope that one of Mari sends this guy's going to speak French. Incidentally, why is this monster that thing keep coming up over?
Because he keeps working on Henry.
It's the only place it comes
up. Is. Sure.
Well, Henry told me about it again. Henry has told me 15 times about this monster that wants something. Well, I know he wants something. But we should get him something to do.
Well, we gave it to him last time and he hasn't done anything. I don't think he didn't make a major contribution. I don't know if
he hasn't had major money. What the hell?
Southern business, man, if you want me to do that.
Yeah. I think you should.
for you. Flying a CF thing, fitting in there, shows as an assistant for economic. You get a little bit of the reorganization start without getting into it. Trying to make the deal good. So you get involved a little. It's a different kind of action, and then you can.
Saturday to White House, that will be enough for it.
And that, we hope, this gets through sort of override, which, because the White House staff, we just want to get on the record, get it out of the way.
What about the East Wing staff?
I don't know. I have any idea what the
operates there. See
whether she wants to have an announcement. I would think she would want that done separately, if there's anything that would be done, because she doesn't seem to want the time. I think she's right. It's not your staff, and it shouldn't be announced by you.
Well, I'll tell her that this will be announced by you, and she can do it if she wants it.
Now the question, if Rumsfeld goes out of the cost of living thing, if Peterson does take Europe, you move Rumsfeld into NATO, I guess. And
hell no, I'm not going to move him.
Maybe you offered it to him. Reflection and writing, great deal of freedom from day-to-day routine.
Yeah. Out of
of direct departmental responsibilities. He said a less than ideal but probably workable alternative would be to divide his time with a supervisory rein on the
He is a good supervisor.
That's right.
Now, I think that's a good idea, and then he would be available to do a major speech.
That's right.
And that's good. That's good.
He says, he calls it a counselor's role, but if you can't, you don't want to get the counselor, but he can be a special assistant to the president, which is, we're going to try and get rid of this whole stack of titles and get down to just,
Garland's got to be a special assistant to the president.
He would be a special assistant to the president.
Sapphire?
Same.
For the long time he's there, yeah.
Phillips just wrote it to you.
Yeah.
Now, Sapphire, you're going to have him with the understanding that he's going to write the book.
Through the inaugural and maybe a few weeks to just try and help on tone and ideas and stuff.
Okay, probably good.
Ray says, I think the philosopher's role should have some substantial input in the policy process, suggesting directions, looking at proposals from the point of view of their consistency with the Nixon approach.
That's right.
Do you want a guy that's as far left as Ray in that role?
He may not be as far left as he was to begin with. And it may be.
I think it's a good idea. I think they need somebody to the
left. Somebody tilting in the center, basically. He's a centrist a little bit to the right of that.
Property.
Okay. And of course, you've got Buchanan in there as the philosopher on the right.
That's right.
And you look at him, sort of,
you better call Buchanan a special assistant to him.
Yeah.
Tournament.
suggestion that what they would like to do is have a special car with Pat Nixon as the guest of honor of the Tournament of Roses. She would ride, you know, they have it covered with a blanket of roses, just like the Queen's car and the Marshal's car. Now the Queen's envelope would be like the Marshal's car and the President's car, the President's tournament. And then she would, the Marshal would, at the gate, she would ride through the route of the parade, which they suggest. Now if she doesn't want to, she can sit in the stand. Riding would be much better. Then, in a game, they would come in and circle the track. You know, she'd come in with the Queen comes in and the President of the tournament and the Grand Marshal, and she would come in as a special guest of honor. But then they would say, and they announce her when she comes in, the University of Southern California is trying our first alumni. First lady of America or something.
Good announcement.
She'd come in, and then the president of the tournament would turn her over to the president of USC. In other words, she'd arrive at the SC section, and they'd present her. You know, the president of SC would then take her to his box, and she'd sit with him for the game. So that she would be not with the tournament, and then Grand Marshal would sit with the tournament president.
Sure.
And that ties Pat right into the SC thing for the game. And, the thing now is we need an indication from her as to whether she would want to do it.
How did we get to that?
Now, the way this has been ended up, I know this, you know, like he's the best guy to know, he is Klein, who has had both the contact with the tournament and with SC.
Well, I don't mind.
And her did talk to Julie about this, because Julie called him on something else, and he raised it. He said that it was his interest, and Julie said she would raise it with her mother or something that came up.
Okay, then why don't you have her?
Is he the one that
you can just call Pat?
You can just call Pat and say they want to honor her. The Tournament of Roses want to honor her. It's never been done before. It's the guest of honor. Southern Cal wants to honor her as, you know, as their alumna on the ride in the parade. Which it is perfect with John Wayne, the Marshal. That's great. And she rides as the guest of honor. Special guest of honor.
And then pointing out that I would not, I think that would really not play the thing properly.
You agree now that I
have some go.
I have to go to the game.
I agree.
Why not go? And we just say, because you didn't, this is her day, you didn't want to go.
So that I don't stay in Florida.
Or I thought you lived in California.
No, I was back to Florida.
Yeah, I'm back to it for a reason.
I just don't want to go through the horror at Christmas time with the drowns of my brother.
Oh, okay.
Separately,
yeah.
And she just goes out.
Goes out as much as
she's for other things. She goes out for that, too. It's a special event. Comes back. She would be in Florida for Christmas. I would stay in Florida for Christmas.
I had thought a lot about the California thing, but I talked to him. He agreed you about a little, too. He agreed. You see, Bob, it's a goddamn unpleasant out there, too, in which we always had a pretty horrible around Christmas time to have the Elaine problem and have Elaine and Jack down, you know, bugging the hell out of me and going up to see all the relatives and my so-called estate. I know, but you see the problem.
I'd like for her, though, to do this.
Okay.
Now, when we talk to her, we'll say that we'll keep USIA open. So he's ready to decide, see?
Right.
And at Herb, should be announced that he's going to stay. You know, just as a, let me suggest this. Just so that it's an even season. Why don't you have him stay on March 1st also? If you're having Colson to March 1st.
Now, you're not replacing Colson. Well, yeah, you are in a sense. Let's see how it works out with it.
Let Herb say,
what is there? He isn't going to look at it in terms of what Colson is.
Yeah, all right, fine.
And you say he stays, he stays through the inauguration until February 1st.
But if he could take it up with Pat, and you know, very enthusiastically that this is something that they'd like to do, so forth and so on. Julie takes off this afternoon, she'll be gone.
Okay.
But anyway, she may have reached a little bit. school today.
One of these years, I'd like to put that on.
Mitchell talked to Joel, was very unreceptive and obviously communicating with Mitchell. Obviously, didn't have any interest in discussing with Mitchell. Mitchell went through the whole pitch that he was going to make, you know, and he built up all the story of the people around the country and then, you know, starting with Barack Obama and going down the list and, you know, sort of checkpoints here and there. All levels of the party, but there was a very strong feeling, as there had consistently been, that there should be a full-time, a professional chairman. And then he also went through the whole pitch of the advantage to Dole of getting out, that he should get out on the top of the victory and get involved in the party fights from there on, kind of the party fights and all that sort of stuff. And the only reason that he got from Dole as well, yeah, I understand that. He says, that's what I'll have to kick around when I talk to this president. So I'll have to kick that around. Now, he says, as a matter of advice, Mitchell's advice on how to deal with it, he says, first of all, he doesn't think there'd be any problem. He thinks Dole will buy the concept of moving out. That what he wants to do, apparently, and he told Mitchell, is stay for a year and then go out. And that, of course, is absurd. Mitchell told him that, you know, for his own sake, for the party's sake, and everything else. So, no, that would make no sense at all. And obviously, you can't stay more than a year because you've got to run for office next year. Everybody will know it. And he says, you should give him some flattery. He is miffed because you didn't mention the National Committee of the Shore. So that's one little sore point. So you should, don't refer to that, but make the point, what a great job he did leading the charge on and the committee and so on. Then that he ought to get out while he's on top. That you look forward to working with him in the Senate. You're looking forward to him getting back into his role in the Senate where he was, you know, your strong right arm up there and the great attack guy and all that, how valuable he is on the Senate floor. And but that you be very firm in this, that a change has got to be made, that you will look for any sign of whether you question this or not. And Mitchell has said there's no question, but he says Dole will be looking to see whether that's your signal. And he feels very strongly you should not tell him about Bush at this time.
Oh, no.
And that you should simply say that, get him set on the plan to go. You should say that you want him to get the full credit through the inaugural. And all that, the inaugural is the climax of the campaign, of course, and that Dole should stay on as chairman. He should announce that the committee meeting is resigning and the new chairman will be elected effective February 1st, so that Dole stays as in actual post as chairman through the inaugural ceremony. So that you want him to be your chairman for the inaugural. And the other thing he's worried about is these newspaper stories about Bill Brock and can't reach, you know, Dole's words. Yeah, and he doesn't want the appearance that the re-election committee is taking over the national committee.
Correct.
And you, Mitchell says that you should make clear the point that you are going to seek for the committee thing, or that you're going to have recommend that the committee seek very high level, full time, outside, professional chairman, not someone who is involved in running your campaign. Yeah. You don't want any of your campaign people to move into it. And that'll make him feel good, because I guess there's a thing there that you would be indicating that the committee, the national committee, failed and your campaign committee should take it over. So that's Mitchell's view on it. I've got it written down, but I don't think it's
that's
partially true, of course, that the national committee did. He did all right. But, well, it's very much true. When you start looking at the analysis, it's now quite clear, becoming more and more clear that, well, what happened is that we did a unbelievable job of getting out Democrats and independents, and did not get out the Republican turnout was, by normal standards, very low. We have a count of it. Yeah, but they've got these sort of general analysis type things. So it will be a while before we get counts. But that, I'll do.
Should I see you along?
No, I don't think so.
You should be with, I think so.
Whichever you want.
I think so.
I think maybe it's better to have.
Yeah.
He expects me to be there.
I don't think that's any problem.
I won't say anything.
Okay.
And Mitchell said I should not be
Probably to bring in an outside guy,
yes,
under Weinberg. Weinberger knows the outside, but he needs somebody that isn't just an old-time.
Right. In HUD, the best recommendation, we're still checking it, is Jack Sheehan, who you put on the Fed. He's the guy from Kentucky that we put into the Fed. But he's young, 42.
What do you want to leave?
Very tough, hard-nosed manager. Yeah. We think he would, and that would also give us a Fed appointment for the Southern District, which means we get another Southerner. We can bring a Southerner into the Fed, get a good banker. And that Arch Davis might take. See, while he couldn't take the cabinet post because of the strain on it, sitting on the Fed might be something his doctor would let him take. And as the biggest banker in the South, it might be a pretty good move.
Great. Sheehan would do it. Davis would go in the Fed. That would be great.
After going round and round, Bud Krogh is what they come up with. But a real good young guy that's our man, and you got a new secretary, so you got a
that's
running the department now. And then the rest are set. State Treasury.
And
the new names will come into all assistant secretary posts. Plus,
incidentally, I told Brennan today we're looking for labor ambassadors, but some even assistant secretary posts in other departments.
Right.
So, Black woman is in the Army Commission.
Okay, then in the agencies, IRS will go with George Webster, ADC will go with Dixie Lee Ray, CIA will go with Schlesinger.
Right.
We left him in limbo, but
you're telling me to keep it on.
You do want to do that.
All by all means.
AID, we should make a change. That might be a place to move McCumber if you want to move him out into something. You got a guy who knows what he's doing. Or do you want to get to a different kind of guy?
No, we've got to get a stronger person there. Make McCumber ambassador.
Okay.
We don't.
McCumber, that's fine.
He'd be a good ambassador. We owe him something, but he should be out.
The only reason for that is that he's one of the guys we know is our guy in the Foreign Service. He is weak, though.
Why is Mitchell not?
I don't know.
Okay. Find out. No. Mitchell told me he was down, but don't ask Mitchell, because then you're stuck with not doing anything for him. I'm just asking. But don't get into it.
Okay.
I think McCumber is fine for an ambassador, but AID should have a stronger business oriented. Ask Kendall. He's got a good businessman there for you. Where Malik should get a good Malik should have a good good appointment.
He does have some. We were just thinking you might want to do
all through that, but all that's too much hacking.
Good. FBI, we still got the thing open on that. ACTA. Now we've got a list of people. That's the problem is what kind of guy you want there. Henry's pushing Secor Brown, the guy from the CAB, which is a possibility. Brown has been good on most things. He is somewhat independent, as he should be at the CAB. They think he would not be so necessarily if he were in a place where he's supposed to be in control.
Do you know anything about the services?
I don't know. Apparently he does, or Henry thinks he does, or he's got good readings on him somewhere.
But I think will he clean house with him? That's the point, you see.
Well, he wouldn't put anybody in
like Jackson. Like Scoop Jackson said.
Yeah,
what about Scoop Jackson's guy from Europe that he suggested for the job? They checked Scoop Jackson's 2 or 3 men. Henry's got that list. He may be just hiding it from us, see? Tell him Alec to get the names Jackson, to get the word from Henry,
okay? Then, just to get an idea of people in different directions, if you wanted to go to a young loyalist with some experience, David Young.
Right.
The young lawyer.
Right.
If you want to go a different way, an old-timer with some outside distinction, Leo Chern.
Active? No. You'd be too much for some of them.
He's been pretty hard-line against me. That's... He's tied to you as your hard-line on defense.
Thank
you. He's the only reason he thought of
it. Well, there's a possibility also for Dale. See, I do not want to offer Rumsfeld that
I don't mind him sending you the Geneva job. So, what I would like to do, I mean, if we could, I realize the guy, planning it's all for the guy that we've sat over there already with the European community. But I'm not sure we really ought to offer him himself any of those damn jobs. I don't know, I just don't know. But I think that we ought to put Hodge's hands, basically, to the European community and bring this fellow back. Bring him back.
Let him work with George on the international stuff.
See if he could. See if George could bring him in there on the international stuff.
Okay.
And then I'd like to see Chern go. I think Chern would be very good at NATO. I think that's a brilliant suggestion. Brilliant, great.
Okay, now another thing on active, if you want to go to a technician, would be a guy like Bill Magruder. You know, your SST man. As an interesting parlay, if you want to do it, a guy like Johnny Foster. That's a good signal type move, and
yeah.
Foster has
Foster
credentials, of course, and that.
Foster could go to ACT, provided Foster would clean house. How about Foster being a negotiator?
Would you have acted different than the Smith guy? They're two different people.
Yes, it can be separated. Smith has both jobs. So I think we should separate it, basically. Have one as a head of active. As a negotiator, full-time.
And a head of active, you could use a guy would Foster be a good negotiator?
Ask Henry.
Okay.
Henry Schechter, that would be good. I think Foster... An actor would be damn good, actually. He's a McNamara type and the rest. But on the other hand, he is not a soft head.
Which word, you know, you're stuck with for a while anyway. Interesting thought, Ken Reitz. Signal to the young voters. He'll do what he's told. He's a good politician.
Because he wants to do that rather than stay in politics.
Apparently he'd like to do it for at least a while.
So I guess just the idea of doing anything for the Republican Party through Holter must be some other people.
No, there are plenty of other people. We've got some stuff to restructure.
Reach is fine.
And EEOC, the recommendations that we keep Brown.
Absolutely.
He's done what we've told him.
Absolutely.
Look, we need to buy him there.
Yeah, I have in mind that he might have to go to him to the courts sometime.
On EPA, they're recommending we keep Rucker's house, for now at least.
I agree.
EEO, we don't have a guy. Our thing now is to move to a loyalist with adequate credentials to handle, like one of the advanced men or something that has a senior type advanced man who has...
But who isn't an emperor.
Right.
And move Sanchez over to that's another possibility.
So they have an idea.
That's my idea, is to put him over with HUD or something.
Yeah. OEP does require confirmation.
Timmons was wrong.
So that is the possibility for Pat Gray.
I wonder if
you want to send him out to be confirmed.
I wonder if in his case, if he goes for the FBI, then I think it's a different kettle of fish. But if he goes to another possibility for him, leaving the Leo Chern thing out, it's NATO. But you see, I think in his case, as distinguished from Flanagan's case, and in his case, I don't really believe that they're going to jump an old Pat Gray.
That's right.
For that, you see what I mean?
Mitchell incidentally feels very strongly that Gray would be a serious mistake to keep at the FBI. Totally disagrees with Kleindienst. And he says that
why is Kleindienst off his rocker?
He also says that Kleindienst, he says that's the president's decision, not Dick's, and I don't think Dick should even have his nose in the matter.
Yeah.
That's strong.
There's there that what did he think about the cop?
He said no on him.
Yeah.
Yeah. He said he's a marvelous, you know, same thing everybody says.
He's not a
marvelous guy, but not for that.
So we have a buddy for
him. Nope. John's going to think about it.
Thomas, I'd like to have a hell of a top lawyer. Why not Crow?
No, I'm too close to me.
What would you think an OEP of Louis Hunt if you wanted to come in?
I just don't think that OEP.
If you want a politician, we were thinking about a politician. The Louis Nunn type of guy.
OEP would be good for Gray if he wanted to stay in Washington. We could offer him that. Or NATO if he wanted to go there.
Here, you leave Cluffy. He's okay. And you can't go any further up. How about Louis Nunn at GSA? Because that's another place you need a politician.
Yeah, there's a damn good job for one of our younger guys. Just somebody that will do everything that we want. Just a young loyalist. How about a good job for somebody?
If none wants to,
we want to.
I think you're right.
He wants to make money. You know, that's right.
At USIA, we had sort of an interesting mixed bag again as possibilities. One is Richard Harkness.
No.
He's been doing the drug thing. He's been doing this a hell of a good job.
I know. But he's got a voice problem.
Yes, he does.
Although he speaks much better. And he's too old.
Here's Leonard Wrench, who was, you know, on the Cox Broadcasting head. The argument with that, in my view, is he was Kennedy's television man. And if Teddy goes, I think Wrench would have a tough time.
Right.
He sure as hell don't want USIA in the hands of the opposition.
Right. I don't think so.
Wrench for something else on the advisory committee of the USIA or something like that would be fine. And we have Klein, of course. Frank Dale,
make him the chairman of the advisory committee. Wrench. Throw that ball, slam dunk.
Right.
See? Ask Wrench to be the chairman of the advisory committee. Frank Dale could be USIA.
Frank Dale would be a possibility. Jim Keough, if you want just a loyalist to stay on top of it. Jim would like to come back into something.
He'd be the first choice. Because basically, he's a loyalist. He's tough.
He'd be awfully good.
Yes, sir. And we need him.
And he's got the credentials. It's a good appointment. Nobody can fault that appointment.
Yeah.
And Jim would love it.
Yeah. Keough's the best man. We know what he can get outside.
Well, that's very helpful. That gives a rundown. Go back to the drawing board on those. Well, as we move down, it's getting better, though, because we're getting down to where we've got a lot of people that are qualified. When you get to the top ones, it's sort of a rarefied atmosphere.
Yeah. I just wonder, I like this NATO point, but frankly, I hear someone doesn't go. That's why I want it decided. I didn't want, we'll get it decided. I don't think you'll take it. No. That's all right.
Mitchell said you're out of your mind to put Ambrose in as Deputy Attorney General.
I don't even know this one.
He said when he goes up for confirmation, how would you explain his having been a house guest of a gun runner in Texas who is a dope peddler?
Mitchell's got somebody else in mind now.
Wilson at the Bureau, he says he's lacking breadth and scope. He'd be sunk in the Bureau. He couldn't cope with the nuances. He said you ought to go back to the drawing board on that. And he said you got two requisites. One, he's got to, first of all, be completely the president's man. And secondly, you got to be absolutely sure he's got the ability to handle the Bureau. And that takes a hell of a
time. It seems to me, first, he's got to be, I've got these things. He must be the president's man. That's what he, of course. Second, he can't, however, be just a crook for the president. Third, he must be a lawyer. And finally, he must be an administrator.
He's got to be a damn good political bureaucrat because he's got to be able to operate.
I had an administrator. I meant to sort of include him.
It's a political administrator.
A political administrator. It's hard to find out across this country. So did that fellow out there in California do it? Or Reagan do it?
Campbell Younger.
So.
Cop is, you know, they can't pull that. I think it's the Watergate stuff, and the, you know, he thinks that he hasn't done a good job at the Bureau.